Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic medium and welcoming you to the show this evening. I don't know. I was feeling like having some music playing, not your typical spiritual stuff. I hope I don't get any trademark infringement messages after, but I love Kid Rock. What's the topic tonight? What do we want to talk about? Well, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, like I said, my name is Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic medium, and I've been working doing this for, God, I hate to admit it, but yeah, over 20 years. I've clients, you know, all over the world. I focus in pretty much, you know, every area. I tend to like to work with people in business. I tend to excel in that. You know, I'm very specific with names and dates. But I guess I would say my main forte is mediumship, you know, and connecting to people that have passed on. And I've done a lot of work that's been very fulfilling with that over the years. You know, and it's definitely been a journey for me. You know, every caller I have, every client I have, it's a different experience, you know, and things come through. And what I like to say is, look, if you're reaching out to somebody for some guidance, I would say, I don't know, 50% of the time, maybe even more, when people call, they kind of already know what they want to hear. And look, I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's easy for me to sense, obviously, what a client wants to hear, but that's not what I'm about. You know, I just get what I get, and you don't get upset, or hopefully you don't. And I haven't had too many people upset with me over the years, and I'd like to think that, you know, in what I do, that people take the guidance and use it for a higher good, you know, and I refer to sort of changing your path. I like to work with people that are stuck in certain areas. You know, I'm a very firm believer in what I call vibrational energy and life choices and path. I mean, I can read somebody for days and see all these things and potential and wonderful things, but if you're not doing anything to attain that or taking the right actions or continuing a block from the past, then it's just going to repeat. And that's when people get stuck and reach out to me. And I love what I do. I love helping people overcome obstacles in their life, you know, tap into a higher sort of path or destiny. And I really believe we can all do that. It's the power of the spirit and the mind is so strong. And, you know, I just got into listening to, aside from Kid Rock, this vibrational tones, you know, I think it's really important to be able to sort of heal ourselves and our thoughts and our inner process and our negativity. And I find these vibrational sort of healing tones, you know, you can get them on YouTube or whatever, to really sort of enable us to kind of shut it down while we meditate and sort of reprogram our thinking and create sort of, you know, that's within the law of attraction to bring in something more positive. Anyways, blah, 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 ramble. I'm going to take some callers tonight, and if you could just keep it to one question, I'd appreciate it. And look, I know if you're looking for one specific question and something else comes through, that may be what you're supposed to hear tonight. So I like to just kind of put that out there. You know, I get an influx of, when I do this show, sometimes I'll get like two callers ahead or, you know, it's different working, obviously, on the phone and then when you have a lot of people. But I love you guys, and if you come to me after, I have a great special. So I hope some of you take advantage of that tonight and come to me for a private session. So, you know, there's no hocus pocus. There's nothing to be afraid of, and I think you'll be very satisfied if you do. any other things? I don't know when our focus be tonight. You know, I have a feeling probably, I would say it trends, but like in the last couple months, most of my clients, it's been about relationship and business. I think we're entering kind of a new energy universally going forward, and the workforce is changing. People are becoming very savvy at working at home and more entrepreneurial, which I think is a great thing. Okay, I've spoken enough about me, and let me get to my first caller. And if you guys could just say your name and kind of your location, that helps me tune in. I wonder if I know anyone on here. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, this is Lynn. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Oh, I'm sorry, you cut out. What's your first name?
My name is Sonia.
Oh, hi, Sonia. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Lynn?
Good, good. Sonia, do me a favor. Just tell me, I know your name. Just tell me your location and your date of birth, if you don't mind.
Sure. Pennsylvania. And
okay.
February 15th.
Oh, well, my birthday is the 14th. do you mind saying the year? Do you mind saying the year? If you do, it's okay. It's up to you.
Yeah, 1980.
Okay. What's your question? What's going on? I'm sensing that there may be something worrying you.
I just wanted to ask a question about my career. I am currently employed, but I am looking for another position because I've been there about 2 years now, but there's really not much opportunity or growth for me here. So that's the reason why I started looking. And as a matter of fact, I did see something this week.
I sense that you're supposed to be working, doing something that helps people or I hope that you're working in a position where you're dealing with people. Are you in a position, though, that you're in an office right now?
Yeah, I'm in an office, and I have to deal with people sometimes, but my background is IT and software.
Okay, yeah, because I see a lot of administrative in office, but I feel like going forward, something that's a little more public or beneficial or helping people. And I have to tell you this, you have a strong energy around, you know, doing your own business, possibly like consulting with the skills that you have. And I feel like you will take another job, but in the future, you're going to branch out and work on your own, possibly like consulting or like tech consulting for companies, or they'll come to you. I don't know if you've thought of, have you thought of that in the past?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, I actually get a really a high energy around that, very good possibility for you. And I do feel like your shift in your position around work will come the end of May. So you will have a new opportunity the end of May. And I'm sort of feeling like you should take it. It feels like, you know, you're comfortable where you're at, but it's not your highest potential.
Well, also the commute is taking a toll on me. I commute over 2 hours every day, and they make it very,
yeah,
very difficult to work from home.
Oh, no.
Remotely, they make a big deal of it. So I'm hoping I'll find something closer, maybe with a, you know, better pay and benefits. You see that?
Yeah, your next position feels to me no more than 30 minutes, and they will allow you to work remotely. In fact, I see that in the future for you. That could be why I'm picking up, kind of like I feel like you're not in an office, you know?
Right.
So just keep putting that intention out there. But, yeah, I would say by the end of May, you've got some opportunity coming around you, and you should take it. So keep me posted. And, you know, it's so important to just, you know, get rid of the fear, put it out there, make it happen yourself. But I do see that coming around you, Sonia.
Do you think it will be better pay and benefits?
Yes. I think across the board it's going to be more beneficial and you're going to be a lot happier and it's where you're supposed to be. So, but you also,
okay.
I don't know if there's a recruiter in your area or something, but I see a female you're supposed to talk to that will help you.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to search for recruiters, but sometimes, I mean, the last time I tried with a recruiter, I didn't have very much luck.
Try it again. I feel like you will this time. So keep me posted, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. Bye. Jobs are very difficult. Hello? Oh, with Mercury retrograde, we got tons of... hi, this is Lynn.
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Is this... I know who this is. Is this Erica? Hi, Erica.
It is Erica. How are you?
I'm good. I recognize the number, so I wanted to answer. Erica's one of my very good clients, to my listeners out there. How are you doing tonight, Erica?
I am feeling so excited about everything, about life. It's challenging. There's little bumps in the road, but you always give me such comfort when I want to blow it out of proportion. I run to you and you say, this is just a little bump in the road, and I need that kind of, because I can sabotage it. You know that, and you've kept me from very dark, dark, horrific places, and I don't want to get too specific, but I'm very, very grateful for your guidance, which is life-changing both in my career and personally. So I'm always so excited to speak with you. It's like speaking to an earth angel.
Oh, well, thank you. Do you have a specific question tonight? I want to get to some of the other callers, but, you know, I love you. What's your question?
Well, what do you see for the career? Do you see anything? What's happening? You know me, I'm so ambitious.
Well, there's actually some news coming in 2 weeks, or it feels like between eight and 10 days. And it has to do with the galleries around your art. So it's something to look out for. That is definitely swirling right now, but you need to make some connections and make some phone calls as well to facilitate that. But
okay,
I see that
thank
happening.
You.
You're
thank you. You know, you told me that some guy was going to come in and want a photograph for the clothing and everything. That just happened, and it's really exciting. You're always so specific, names, dates, times. You blow my mind. I love you so much. Thanks for the heads up. Love you.
Oh, thanks, Erica. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night. Love you.
You too. Bye.
She's such a great client. Let me get to the next caller right away. Hi there, this is
Hello.
Hi,
my name is Seema. How are you?
Hi, Seema. Well, where are you calling from? Is that Ohio?
From
no?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, nice. Do me a favor, Seema. Just tell me your, I know where you're at. What's your date of birth and your month date?
My date of birth is January
13, 1982. Okay. Oh, Capricorn. Are you in your own business?
No.
Okay.
I've thought about it, but is your relationship?
I'm sensing some relationship issue or something.
Actually, I'm calling about moving. But since you brought up relationship, there's distance between us. Well, he lives in a different country, but we haven't really communicated recently.
Okay, yeah, it's interesting because I see somebody like past or in and out.
Yes.
I see them sort of re-communicating or another, like sort of coming back June or July. So
okay.
It's very interesting. There's been a lot of energy swirling, like maybe he wasn't 100% ready or he had too much going on and there was some family stuff. But I can tell you there's a him coming back in around June and July. And now, are you thinking of moving out of Florida? Because I actually feel like at some point you will. I mean, I'm sort of going to two locations. It feels like you're trying to choose, but I am very drawn to the West Coast with you, where I'm at.
Right now I haven't decided to move out of Florida. I live in Homestead, Florida. I want to move more to downtown Miami area. And I actually went to look at a place today, but it turns out that the person that was renting it is not actually the person that's supposed to be renting it. It's actually like a fraud thing where they were trying to like make you do the deposit or whatever and take your money. Is what I got out of it. I didn't send the money.
Good for you. So many scams and stuff. No, you're definitely, you're going to be moving, but eventually I need to tell you, I'm sensing out of Florida. So you'll probably remain in the Florida area for maybe another year and a half to 2 years. But
okay.
Your energy is very, very strong towards the West. It could be California, it could be more like Arizona-ish, but there's something that will lead you there. It may have to do with relationship and or work, if not both. Because actually the man that I feel like you're going to end up with, you're going to work with very closely. It's like sort of a business and relationship. Or he has a company or a business and you'll work with him doing that. And one last thing before I jump, the initial J around you is very strong as far as somebody coming in or somebody important. Not necessarily the man you're going to be with, but this is kind of swirling around you currently. So.
Okay.
Keep me posted and, you know, anytime just find me through my website. My email's on there, and let me know how things go. And I'd love to hear some feedback or come to me for a session.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Seema. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
Good night. Okay. You know, something is off with the clock. It's saying I have 2 minutes left, and I'm looking at my clock, and it looks like 10 minutes. So it's been really weird with Mercury retrograde. Let me get to another caller, and hopefully I've got time to get to everybody. Okay, there we go. Hello, this is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, it's Sherry in Texas.
Oh, hey, Sherry, how are you? You're still in what are you still doing in Texas?
I'm headed out there next month, and I was wanting to see what you were picking up about that trip. It's kind of a scouting type thing.
Yeah, no, we talked about that. Great. I mean, I'm so excited for you. For everyone listening, Sherry's one of, can I share a little bit, Sherry?
Sure.
Sherry's one of my clients. And when was it we read the first time? A couple of years ago, I think. And
very, very first time.
And I think I told, what, I think I said Malibu, like, you need to come to Malibu, or this is the energy for you here, and you laughed at me, right?
and it's ringing so true now, and I tell everybody you told me in 2011.
I was like, God, you know, timing is such a hard thing, but I'm like, thank God for the confirmation. It's not, you know, it's not easy all the time because I'll see something over and over and over, and they're like, no. But I think it's going to be great, Sherry. I think it's really like once you get there, the energy, everything. I mean, of course it's going to be an adjustment. Don't get disheartened, but there's a lot of good connections coming for you, And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have seen it in 2011, you know, if it wasn't that strong.
Right.
So,
right.
So, yeah, keep me posted. And yeah, I think, you know, it's about meeting some people when you go. I think you're going to meet a few people, get acclimated. But I think what's the true test is once you move there, you know.
Right.
But it's very good to go sense the energy. You're going to sense it immediately, I'm telling you. You're just going to be like,
okay.
Ah. You know, it's like when I left New York and came to California, I felt automatically like, oh, my God, I'm at home. You know what I mean? It was there's
right.
an energy, there's a feeling, there's a vibration, and some of us are meant to be in certain places, and the ocean is so healing, even though I'm in the desert right now. But I'm coming to visit you.
Awesome. Well, I sure appreciate
yeah.
you looking into that. I know it's going to be good, but it's always good to hear, so.
Yeah, keep me posted, Sherry. I'm so excited for you, so.
Thank you.
Soon.
Okay.
Okay, take care. Bye. That was a trip, yeah. Oh, my gosh, did my show get cut off? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if anyone's still there. Okay, because it's saying that the episode is over. Some technical glitches, perhaps. Anyways, guys, listen, I offer everyone, you know, a special that comes to me for the first time clients on Blog Talk Radio. I think I posted my website, so go to my website, email me, you know, hit me up. I'll tell you about the special. It's really worth it. And I appreciate all of your calls, as always. And I will, you know, keep you guys posted, literally, when I do another show. So take care and, oh, happy spring. Bye.